Gordon Deal is our guest. He is the anchor of This Morning, America's First News with Gordon Deal. It's a new program that will be starting live here each and every morning from 5 to 6 a.m., just before we get started at 6 a.m. It begins on Monday. And, Gordon, for people that aren't familiar with your show, do you want to tell folks what you cover and what you do each day?
Well, I mean, we consider ourselves a breaking news program, so there's news, there's analysis. We tend to analyze things that we think deserve further exploration. So, you know, we don't do deep dives on things that might not matter to a whole lot of people, like Hollywood, for example. You know, we might give a mention here and there about a winner of a big awards night or something along those lines, but it's a lot of breaking news. It's political analysis. You know, occasionally we weave in the how to do this, like is this a good time to buy a house? Is it a good time to refinance? Is this the right time to buy a car? What about the trends in used car sales these days? A lot of tech, sports, so it's a whole mix. And you get the occasional dose on cynicism from me when appropriate. I'm not an opinion guy. I do not do what you do. We leave the political opinion out of it, but we're not afraid to take our polite, respectful jabs at Hollywood celebrities and maybe some sports guys when needed.
I must say, though, to be very fair to you, why I enjoy your show and why I've liked working alongside you all these years is because, no, you're not an opinion guy. I think you really do play it straight. And what you do is you'll have guests of different stripes on and you'll interview them. And you will ask questions in the voice of people who might have an opposing point of view often, I think. And just as a devil's advocate position, not as a your own opinion position. So there may be people who are left of center on your show. You're not afraid to offer up something that I might ask. And I've always appreciated, and similarly, I suppose, for people on the left, same thing if you've got a more conservative guest. I like that. You seem to be very conscious of if a guest has a particular spin or bias, you like to throw them an opposite punch.
Yeah, and not in a combative type way.
No.
That's generally not what I do. I do feel it's early morning. We don't necessarily need that, with our Cheerios. But, I mean, keeping me in perspective or me on balance, you know, is something that I can easily do myself just by reading Twitter. You know, on any day, somebody will say to me, oh, I see a deal. You're still on the payroll of the Obama administration. Or, you know, the one recently, oh, hey, thanks for being a Sean Hannity spokesman. You know, I get it all. So if I'm getting it from both sides, I feel like I've achieved some sort of middle ground.
No, and you do it well. You really do. I always find that when I listen to people and I don't know their politics, and I sincerely don't know your politics, and that you do get it from both sides, I think you're doing it well. And people just want to wake up and they want the news headlines of the day. That's what your show offers. So for the early risers, I just don't think there's a better show to kind of keep you up to date and informed. And that 5 to 6 o'clock hour is such a great one. In the course of an hour, I mean, you touch on just about everything people need to know from a headline perspective each day.
Yeah, well, we try to move in and out. I think we play some cool music. My folks that are on the show with me, like Mike Gavin, you know, we do like the stupid criminal segment, but we don't beat it to death. And if a segment's not working and it's not that funny, we just move on. You know, we'll take our punch in the mouth and we'll just walk away. Jennifer Koshenka comes in with some, like a 2.5-minute breaking news update twice an hour. So you have some different personalities on there. We try to give you like a little flavor just to let you know that we're real people. And that's the way we do it. I think, too much personality and it becomes sort of like a, you know, some sidekicky type morning show, and that's not what we're after here. We're trying to give you as much information as possible. So if you ever return to the water cooler, you are armed to the teeth with the most information, and you're the most knowledgeable guy or gal there.
By the way, for our South Jersey, I mean, you're a national show, you're a syndicated show, and we'll be one of your affiliates here. But you, for people in the South Jersey listening area, they should know you're a Jersey guy, or at least your show emanates out of Jersey, right?
Correct, yeah. I'm Jersey born and raised. The show is broadcast from a Dow Jones facility just outside of Princeton. We're probably 50 miles from Philadelphia and 50 miles south of New York City, almost smack in the middle.
So cool to have a coast-to-coast show coming right out of the Garden State, not far from us, as a matter of fact. And, Gordon, people are going to benefit greatly if they don't know your show. They're going to enjoy it starting 5 a.m. Monday morning. I'm so glad to have you back as part of the team, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, it's good to be partners again.